很高兴能够再来到新泽西州跟弟兄姊妹们见面。
I'm very glad to once again come to New Jersey to see brothers and sisters.
我连续的每年感恩节到东岸来了好多年了。
So for many years on Thanksgiving Eve I came to the East Coast.
我家里教会的弟兄姊妹说，为什么感恩节每次都看不到你？
My family members asked me why I couldn't see you every year the Thanksgiving days.
所以去年呢，我就决定说今年不来了。
So last year I decided not to come here this year.
然后呢，我姊妹呢，因为她眼睛做白内障，也安排了这些surgery 的 schedule， 就最近。
So recently, my wife had a surgery on the eyes.
那但是后来呢，东岸的弟兄们又打电话来，说还是希望我来。
But the brothers at the East Coast called me again, asked me to come to the East Coast.
那我里面就想到主的话。
So the word of God reminded me.
他说不问得时不得时。都要传主的福音。
The word of God says, in season, out of season, we need to preach the gospel.
有的时候我们以为我们方便的时候我们传福音。
Sometimes we thought that at our convenience, we preach the gospel.
但是主的话说，这福音就是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
But God's word said, salvation is the power of God. It can save all those who believe.
我们相信主是在这个地方，如果有人愿意听福音，我们就要传福音。
So in this place tonight, if someone willing to believe, then we need to preach the gospel.
我们就希望我们能够把这些朋友们都邀请来到我们当中。
We desire to invite all these friends come over in our midst.
我每一次来到当中，我就很高兴看到你们当中很多年轻的。
Whenever I came here, I really enjoy seeing a young brothers and sisters.
我也看到我的朋友 Taylor 很久没有见到他。
Also seeing a Taylor, my friend Taylor.
所以我们实在是说，我们能够一起来分享主的福音，这是一个很大的祝福。
So it is a great blessing as we come together, share the gospel together.
所以今天我特别跟大家愿意分享一篇的诗篇，大家都在这张纸上。
So I'd like to share one psalm, and it's printed on this paper.
好不好？我们先把它来读一下。
Let's read it once.
我们就读一到四节跟八到十一节，好，诗篇十六篇。
We're gonna read Psalm 16, verse 1 through 4, and verse 8 through 11.
好不好？你先读英文啊。读英文的先读一遍，我们再读中文的再读一遍。
For those who can read English, let's read together once first. Preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I said to the Lord, You are my Lord, I have no good besides you. As for the saints who are in the earth, they are the majestic ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who have bothered for another God will be multiplied.Verse 8, I have set the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices, my flesh also will dwell securely. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of life, in your presence is fullness of joy, in your right hand there are pleasure forever.
好吧，我们中文的我们也一起一起来把这几节圣经我们读。
Let's read in Chinese together.
我们一起来。神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。问到世上的圣民，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增。我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐， 我的肉身也要安然居住，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。这里最后说有满足的喜乐，有永远的福乐。
Here in the end, it says, there is fullness of joy, this pleasure everlasting.
我不知道弟兄姊妹、朋友们，你们对这两句话、有什么感觉？
I don't know how do you feel about these two phrases.
我实在觉得这是神给我们最大的祝福。
I personally believe that this is a great blessing come from God.
说我们能够来到神的跟前，他给我们有满足的喜乐，有永远的福乐。
As we come to His presence, He'll give us a fullness of joy and pleasures forever.
我们每一次来读到神的话的时候，
Whenever we read His word,
我们实在觉得神的话是非常的宝贵。
We often feel how precious God's word is.
上个礼拜11月17号在华盛顿 DC 开了一个新的博物馆，不知道你们有没有听说过。
Last week, November 17th, the museum, a new museum, was just opened in Washington, D.C.
是叫做圣经博物馆。
This museum is called the Museum of the Bible.
因为它在开幕以前正好有几个礼拜以前我跟一对年轻人吃饭，他们说他们被邀请去这个开幕式之前的一个庆祝。
So, couple of weeks prior to the opening that I dined with some young people and they're invited to the pre-opening ceremony.
哦，那他就讲到他们是非常觉得是一件非常大的事情。
They felt it was a great thing.
因为他们这个博物馆是花了五年的时间用了4亿的钱 $400 million 来筹备。
So this museum was built for 5 years and spent $400 million.
那所以我现在就是在想，明年我每年都去一次华盛顿呢，明年我去之前我要好好的去预备来参观这个 museum。
So every year I come to Washington D.C. once. So now I set myself that I'm going to prepare to see that museum once I come.
因为我们实在知道，好像美国林肯总统曾经这样说过。
We know that the president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, once says.
他说圣经啊，是神赐给人类最好的礼物。
The Bible is the best gift God's given to human beings.
他说救世主一切的美善都由这本书传给我们。
All the goodness from God actually come to us through this book.
说这是世界上最广泛为人所读的一本书。
So this book is most widely read book.
而且呢，大概翻译本有2300多种的语言，把这本圣经翻译出来。
So there are 2,300 translations for this book.
是超过地上所有的书籍。
It surpasses all other books in the world.
他说人往往经过患难彷徨，就纷纷转向圣经寻求安慰盼望或者指引。
Whenever we encounter difficulties, distress in our life, we turn to the Bible for encouragement and comfort.
当然很多时候当人顺利的时候呢，他们很多时候不太容易去追求真理啊。
When life is going in our way, usually we forgot to pursue the truth.
人现在很多时候呢是落在一个沉睡的状态。
Now we are in a kind of a sleeping state.
但是很多时候一些的难处一些的患难好像大喇叭一样把人叫醒。
But the distress and difficulty in our life is like a horn to wake us up.
唤醒沉睡的灵魂 让人真正的认识去归回真神。
So that our sleeping soul can be awakened to turn to the true living God.
当然，我们知道很多人，特别是世界上很伟大的人，他们不一定要到患难里面才去寻求神的真理。
Of course, there are many people who pursue the Lord not because they encounter difficulties in their life.
刚才我们所读的这一篇的诗篇，如果你注意，一开头那里写到是大卫的金诗。
So in the hymn psalm we just read, in the very beginning, if you notice, it said the gold poem of David.
我们都知道圣经里面有150篇的诗篇。
In the Bible, we have 150 Psalms.
其中有很多篇是以色列最伟大的君王圣灵借着他来写出来的。
So many Psalms are written by this great king, David.
我们都知道诗是用最短的语言把最丰富的感觉发表出来。
We know in a Psalm, the authors use the most concise words to express the depth of our sentiments.
我们都知道大卫是以色列最伟大的君王。
We know David was the greatest king in Israel.
如果你们知道今天以色列国的国旗啊，就是一个六角星，对不对？就是叫做大卫之星。
So today's national flag of Israel is called the Star of David.
他所写的诗篇，其中有六篇是称为金诗。
So six psalms among those who are written by David are called the golden psalms.
就特别是讲到他的宝贵。
It expresses the preciousness of those psalms.
而且你看这些。今天我们所读的这一篇说神啊求你保佑我因为我投靠你我的心啊你曾对耶和华说你是我的主我的好处不在你以外
It's like a psalm we just read Preserve me, O God, for I take refuge in you I said to the Lord You are my Lord I have no good besides you
你知道是他心中深处向这位神发出来的一个呼喊
So this is a cry from the depth of his heart.
他里面有一个这样的爱慕。
There's a desire in his heart.
而且你知道金诗啊，不单是讲到他的宝贵，而且讲到他的纯正，而且特别讲到他的持久性。
So when we call a psalm a golden song, that means not only means it's very precious, but also the value lasts forever.
这是一个最伟大的君王。他向神发出来的一个祷告。
So one of greatest king on earth cried to God.
其实今天每一个人不管你有没有宗教信仰你里面都有一个愿意向神呼求的心。
No matter who you are, whether you are believer or not, you have this desire to cry to God.
都有一个中国人说是要天人合一这种的一个倾向
So it's like a situation Chinese called the union of heavens and the earth
就是你希望能够得到上天的保佑扶持与赐福
Because you desire to receive a blessing and protection from above
多少时候有人他说我没有信仰
Sometimes people say I don't have any belief
你说没有神
There's no God.
因为在世界上有很多的人，他们有他们的主意，有他们的目的，有他们的一些特别的这种的倾向。
So many people in this world have their own idea, their own purpose, and their own way of thinking.
特别是一些的政治家
，especially politicians.
啊，他们特别说。没有神，人死如灯灭。
They told us, there's no God. Man dies is like a light went out.
你要为你的主义来拼命。
So you need to strive for the idealism.
所以在这里就是拼了他自己的命，来要达到人给他画的
那一个思想那个主义。
So men pursue this this idea told by other people.
但是多少时候这些无神论者
，So many atheists
到了他们极大艰难的时候
，When they face great difficulty in their life，
他们心中在那里呼喊：“天哪，老天爷呀！”
They do cry in their heart, God.
我很喜欢读一本书，我叫做《福音故事》，里面有几百个福音的故事，能够帮助我们。
I love to read a book called The Stories of the Gospel. It contains hundreds of stories about gospel.
里面有一节是不是讲到一个传道人有一天在森林旁边经过？
One of the stories says that the one preacher passed by a forest.
然后他就突然听到里面有人在那里说：“神啊，神啊，救救我，神啊，救我。”
He overheard someone crying out that God save me, God save me.
然后他就看到原来在里面那条河流得非常急的上面有一个人在那里划一只独木舟。
So, and then he saw this in the very rapid torrents, the river on the water. There was someone who on the canoe.
然后他一直在给这个急着水冲下来。
So he was carried away by this torrent.
然后很快前面就是一个悬崖，就是一个瀑布。
And right before him, there's a cliff.
他这个人就知道，他如果他冲下去就完了。
So this man understood that. Going further down, he will be dead.
他说：“神啊，神啊，快点救我！”
So that's why he cried out, "God, God, save me!"
这个传道人听到就想了办法，及时把他拯救过来。
So this preacher figured out a way to save this man.
第二天他又经过那里。
And next day he went passing the same place again.
看到很多人都聚在那里听一个人在演讲。
He saw that many people gather around a person who speaks.
他看见就到底这个人在讲什么？
Who gave speech, and then he stayed there to like to listen to what this man has to say.
讲关于有没有神的事情。
And he heard this man talking about if there is God or not.
他讲很多的理由。
He gave many reasons.
他说没有神，他证明没有神。
He says, "I can prove to you there's no God."
他讲完以后。他就说我讲了这么多的道理。
And after she finished, she says, I give you all this proof.
如果你们当中有谁不服的话，可以上来，来反驳我。
If any of you disagree, you can come up here and have a debate.
那个昨天那个传道人就上去跟他讲。
And the preacher yesterday passed this place, and he went up and talked to him.
因为今天在那里讲到的这个先生就是他昨天救的那个人。
Because the person who was speaking was exactly the same person he saved yesterday.
他说我不会反驳他讲的那些道理。
He says, I will not debate anything you said.
但是我要告诉讲一个故事给你们听。
But I want to tell you a story.
昨天我经过这里。
So、yesterday I passed by this place.
我看到一个人在船上马上就要掉到悬崖里面去。
I saw a man on a canoe and he was in danger of falling off the cliff.
神啊，救我！神啊，救我！
And I heard him crying that God, God, save me.
我就去把他救活。
So I went to save this.
我救的这个就是刚才讲到的这个人。
And the man I saved was is the person who is speaking now.
他说我可能没有什么道理理由来反驳他讲那些无神的理由。
So I do not have any argument to rebuke this his reasoning.
但是你们自己去问问你们自己，这个人就是昨天在那里一直呼喊神啊救我，神啊救我，结果神就派了我去救了他。
But you can ask him if he is the one who cried out, God, God, save me, and then God sent me to save him.
今天人可能有各种的观念。
Today, many people may have many ideas.
有什么事情发生之后，你觉得这是偶然。
Many times some miracle happened, but we think they are coincidence.
你觉得很多事情是碰巧了，你就会忘记你曾经呼喊神啊救我，神啊救我。
So we thought those things are just happened, so we forgot about them. We forgot we once cried, God, God save me.
这位以色列最伟大的君王大卫，他没有忘记神。
This great king of Israel, David, didn't forget God.
他在那里，如果你读诗篇，他说，神啊，你是我的神，我的好处不在你以外。
So we just read his psalm. He says, You are my Lord. I have no good besides you.
所以他这里特别说，我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
So in the Chinese translation says, My soul, you said,
耶和华，你是我的神。
You are my Lord.
这个耶和华就是这个 Lord 英文这个字是什么意思呢
You know what does that mean by Lord?
因为在主的名神的名字是称为耶和华
So sometimes we call Lord's name Jehovah
耶和华的意思就是我是 I am
The meaning of Jehovah means I am who I am
就是神说我是
So God only gives his name as I am.
在启示录第一章第四节那里说我是昔在今在以后永在的神。
So in Revelation, God says, I was, and I will be, and I am.
你看他是我是永在的全能者。
I am everlasting, I'm almighty, and everlasting.
这位做君王的大卫他说我所信的神的名字叫我是。
And this David told us that the God he believed, his name is I am.
他永远是我的帮助。
He is my help forever.
他永远是我的山寨。
He is forever my fortress.
他永远是我的磐石。
He's forever my rock.
他永远是我的避难所。
He forever is my refuge.
你知道圣经里面神对人说我以永远的爱爱你。
In the Bible, God says, with the everlasting love, I loved you.
你说哎呀这个话谁不会讲我谈恋爱的时候讲过很多次。
I can say that I spoke this phrase many times when I was dating.
我说我永远的爱爱你。
So, I sent myDate that I love you forever.
我告诉你们，这年轻女孩子千万不要信她。
So I speak to young girls, never believe boys when they say that.
她有永远吗？
Because the boy do not live forever.
她真的不会变心吗
？You think he will not change his mind later?
弟兄姊妹，各位朋友，
Brothers,
你的永远在哪里
？Where is your eternity?
只有神说我是昔在。今在以后永在的全能者
Only God says I was and I am and I will be for eternity
如果你的神不是这位永远是我是的神
If your God is not eternal God
他根本就不是神
Then he's not God at all
一个真正的神
Because a true living God
他是从永远到永远
He lived from eternity past to the eternity future.
所以大卫在这里告诉我们
So David here tells us.
第四节他说以别神代替耶和华的他们的愁苦必然加增
Says that the sorrows of those who exchange God with another God will be multiplied.
正因很多时候我们说很多人哦说信这个信那个满天都是神
We sometimes say, I believe this God, I believe that God, and everything is God to him.
但是我告诉你，你所信的是一位昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者吗？
But do you believe in this eternal God who was, who am, and who is, and who is to come?
今天很多人，他们以为他们所信的实在能够给他们满足。
Do you think people believe in a God who can satisfy them?
今天我们就看到 正理说以别神代替耶和华，这个圣经的意思，你看中文那个神字是加上去的，就以别的代替耶和华，你们的愁苦必然增加。
So in the Bible it said that sorrow of those who exchange God with another will be multiplied.
今天在美国一般人都不是拜偶像的人啊，跟中国很以前的传统不一样啊。
We know in America, not many people worship idols. It's different from Chinese tradition.
但是我告诉你，你虽然没有拜什么神啊，什么佛啊，什么偶像啊。
So let me tell you that even though you don't worship idols and Buddhas and other outward form of idols.
但是圣经里面这里说，以别的代替耶和华，你的愁苦都要增加。
But it says the sorrow of those who exchange God for another will be multiplied.
我不知道你的生命里面痛不痛苦。
I don't know if you suffer distress in your life.
我们知道我们在美国，今天我们昨天刚庆祝了感恩节啊。
We know that in America we just celebrated Thanksgiving yesterday.
那其实很多现在来的人都不知道感恩节的意义啊。
So、many people who came to America do not know what Thanksgiving is about.
有的人甚至把感恩节就叫做 Turkey Day.
Some people call Thanksgiving Day Turkey Day.
他们只知道有火鸡吃。
Because the only thing they know is that they eat the turkey.
我不重复，我想你们在座的都知道，感恩节是美国刚刚来第一批的移民，等于是美国的最早的这些先祖是从英国来的这些清教徒敬畏神的人。
I believe that all of us know that Thanksgiving came from becauseThe first group of people from England came to United States, and they were the people who fear God.
他们经过很长的一个航程，坐五月花船来到美国麻州那边，然后经过非常艰难的日子，他们经过了一个寒冬。
They boarded the ship called the Mayflower.And journey many miles from the sea, and they experienced many difficulty, and they lived through the first winter with much hardship.
他们来美国的目的不是来挖金。
They came to United States not for gold.
他们来到美国的目的是要找到一个自由、能够敬畏神的地方。
He came to United States in order to find a place they can worship God freely.
他们得到印第安人的帮助知道怎么耕种，然后经过了一年的劳苦，到了第二年的秋天十一月收成的时候，他们一起来把他们的朋友请来，然后他们在那里一起感谢神带领他们，感谢神供应他们的一切。
So with the help of Indians, they learned how to cultivate in this land. So next day, next autumn, they have harvest. So invited the friends come together to celebrate God's grace.
我知道美国的创始人，他们都是非常敬畏神的清教徒，他们是严谨遵守圣经的一些人。
So the first generation forefathers who come to United States, they were the people who fear God and they follow God's word.
但是我们越来越发现美国并不是那么美丽了。
And more and more we find out that recently that America is not beautiful anymore.
可能不一定是拜偶像。
Not because worshiping idols.
但是他们也不以耶和华为他们的真神。
But they don't consider Jehovah God as their God.
他们不再那样尊重神做他们的一切。
They will not regard God as everything they depend on.
你就发现今天我们所受的教育是以神为中心呢，还是以我为中心？
Today, let's look at our education system. It is a God-centered education or me-centered, self-centered education.
你就慢慢发现，今天这个世界上的人是拒绝神、远离神，拒绝他们祖宗所敬拜的这一位。
So today, people reject God who want to stay far away from God, who rejected the God their ancestors worship.
而且以自己以我为高举的那个对象。
And they lift up their own image.
他们拼命的去高举自己的感觉、自己的需要、自己的情欲、自己的骄傲、自己的理性。
They focus on their own sentiment, their own pride, their own intellect.
他们在那里以自己来代替耶和华。
So they exchange God with themselves.
我不知道你们当中这些 年轻人你们是怎么样的一些人，你们快乐吗？
So I'd like to ask our young people, are you happy? I don't know what kind of people you are, but are you happy, young people?
好像前面的几位的脸都长长的
啊。So everybody's face is a long face.
我告诉你，是因为你们以别的代替了耶和华，以至于你们有愁苦。
That's because we replace God with something else. That's why our sorrow increased.
大家还记不记得16年前在你们这里发生了一件大事。
So remember 16 years ago, this event occurred here.
就是 911, 对不对
?That is 911, on September 11th.
当时美国 NBC Today Show 的 Brian Gumbel 在那里问过这个伟大的布道家葛培里的女儿 Annie.
So NBC talk host Brian Gumbel ask Anne Graham, who is daughter of Billy Graham.
他就说，为什么神会让这样的悲剧在我们这个伟大的国家发生？
He asked her why God allows such tragedy happen in this great land of America.
Anne Graham 是一个很有智慧的人。
So Anne Graham is the person with the wisdom.
他说我深信神跟我们一样为此事极其痛心。
And she said, I believe God is sad like us over this matter.
他说但是我们美国人在这些年里面将神从学校里面赶走，从政府里面赶走，将神从我们生活中把神赶走。
But recently, America as a nation rejected God from our education, from our politics, and from our home.
他说，神作为一个绅士啊，我相信神只是默默的从我们的生活当中无奈的淡出。
So God, as a gentleman, gradually, gently retreated.
当初我们叫神离开我们，为什么今天又问神呢？你在哪里啊？不帮助我们。
Before we rejected God, now we ask, where are you?
我们回想一下我们现在，我们国家这几年道德的发展好不好？
So we can look upon these days,The morality, how it goes with America.
我们自己说，学校不能祷告，因为学校应该宗教中立。
So we said that in school, no one can pray because school has to be neutral.
我们说没有问题。
And we said not a problem.
有人又提出来，圣经里面十诫的教导不可杀人，不可偷盗，要按邻舍，这些教导已经落伍了，我们要把它从学校里面搬走。
And some people said that the Ten Commandments, do not steal, do not murder, do not commit adultery, they're so obsolete, we should remove them from our school.
我们说没有问题。
We said not a problem.
有人在说，现在时代改变了，老师不能够责罚学生，学生的压力太大了。 啊，我们又怕惹这个家长的问题，引起很多的问题，所以学校不能够来处罚学生。我们又说没有问题。
And some people say this time changed, so now we should not discipline our students. So that we agree.
有人又说，孩子有人权 ，right？
Someone also said, children should also enjoy.
所以他们有权利接受堕胎的手术，不需要告诉父母。
Children also have human rights, so they have a right to have abortion.
不需要告诉父
母。Without permission of parents.
我们说没有问题。
We agree.
我们说，与其这些年轻人闪闪烁烁的，我们学校就发安全套给他们，叫他们大摇大摆的这样婚前性行为没有什么不得了的，我们说没有问题。
We said in now teenagers don't have to have sex in secret. We just school system can hand it out condom for them. So we said we totally agree.
工作跟私人生活应该分开，所以我们总统啊，只要搞好经济，他的私生活乱七八糟没有关系。
We said we should separate work from the private life. So president's private life is no business for everyone.
所以我们就说啊，没有问题。
We said we agree.
色情网站，哎呀。资讯自由啊，啊，言论自由啊，啊，关你什么事啊？我们说不要管，那我们说没有问题。
So we said pornography is a form of a free speech. We said we totally agree.
所以今天孩子没有良知。
So today children grew up without conscience.
孩子可以拿枪去杀人。
And they can kill another person.
13岁的孩子可以为人父母。
And 13-year-old can become a parent.
为什么911就会发生？
That's the reason we can see why 911 will happen.
神说，无奈地说，孩子们啊，是你们不要我踏入你们的生命。
So God in reply reluctantly told us that it is you do not want me to meddle your life.
今天我们就看到，如果你不以神，不以耶和华为你的神，你的愁苦自找越来越多。
So if we exchange God with another thing, then our sorrow will be multiplied.
我告诉你，今天人的生命，人的生活，你看到是痛苦啊。
No, our life actually is bitter and distress.
你孩子一生下来，第一件事情是做什么？
You know, when baby is born, what's the first thing that it does?
你们做父母都知道是。
So the parents, you know the answer. What does baby do first? would the baby laugh? First thing that
我告诉你，那你很害怕，这个是怪婴啊。
If a baby born laughing, you think this is a very strange.
如果他不哭，你就打屁股打到他哭为止，对不对？
So if a baby does not cry, then you will hit the bottom. So until it cries,
睡不着会哭。
We know that when baby cannot sleep,
他冷了会哭。
It cries.
他热了会哭。
When it cries, when you feel cold or too hot,
他肚子饿会哭。
And when you feel hungry,
他的尿了又哭。
So if it's wet, you cry.
我告诉你，他生下来好像就是会哭。
So you know that a baby when after it's born is crying all the time.
他长大了以后就不哭了吗？
So when a baby grow up, what happened? She would not longer cry.
我就发现现在的年轻人啊，有的吃，有的穿，有书读。
I know that today young people, you have clothes, you have food, and you don't have to worry about education.
但是回到家里面，脸都是长长的。
But when they come home, they all have a long face.
好像很多痛苦。
Looks like they suffer many difficulties.
其实我告诉你，不是年轻人痛苦，你们年长的也很痛苦，在只是不敢投诉而已。在公司里面，老板欺负你。
Many people, also older people, also your life is full of stress. And because at work, your boss actually abuses you.
我们那里每天开车上班呢，要花两三个小时，痛不痛苦？
In our area, it takes 2 and 3 hours of commuting.
现在买一个房子要200万起码，你痛不痛苦？
Now if you want to buy a house, it will cost you $2 million.
你看到人生，除了哭，还有很多的苦。
See, life is full of crying and distress.
那到了我们这个年纪啊，就可能也不哭，也不觉得苦，反而就觉得很枯干了，老啊。
So when you're getting old, like my age, then you don't cry, and you may not suffer distress, but now you withered away.
你眼花了，耳聋了，
so、
头发白了。
Your eyes are withering, your ears are failing, and your hairs become gray.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Grass will wither and flower falls.
啊，我们就看不到这些年轻人的这种的精彩的风采了。
So we no longer can see youthfulness in our life.
但是这是我们的人生吗？
So isn't it our life?
你说神为什么叫我们会这样呢？
Why God allowed our life become like this?
弟兄姊妹，各位朋友，
Dear sisters and friends,
这里说以别神代替耶和华，他们的愁苦必然加增。
The sorrow of those who exchange God with another will be multiplied.
你知道这个原因为什么我们会哭会苦会枯干呢？
So do you know why our life is full of crying, full of distress, and full of withering?
我告诉你，
Let me tell you,
这些的苦这些的枯干不是从神来的。
This bitterness and distress not from God.
圣经里面我们刚才这里有的一句话告诉我们，
Here's
约翰福音14:27
in the John 14:27,
这里说我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Here it says, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
刚才我们下面还有一段，约翰福音15:11那里说，
And John 15:11 says,
说这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并且叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full.
这个在圣经里面讲到我的平安，我的喜乐。
Here, God says, my peace,My joy
是神的平安，神的喜乐。
This is a God's peace, God's joy.
我们为什么会愁苦呢？
Why we suffer bitterness?
因为我们没有神的平安，没有神的喜乐。
Because we lack God's peace, God's joy.
你不当他是神。
Because we don't consider God as God.
你把他赶到门外。
We rejected him and pushed him aside.
你不活在神的跟前。
Because we don't live in His presence.
你就没有平安，没有喜乐。
So that's why you are missing peace and missing joy.
所以你就愁苦。
That's why you're sorrowful.
14:27那里说，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
It says in chapter 14, Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
我告诉你，今天我们没有平安喜乐。
Today, we don't have a peace and joy in our heart.
是因为我们有忧愁，我们有胆怯。
Because we're troubled and because we're fearful.
主耶稣在这里说，我把我的平安留给你们。
Bible here says, Lord Jesus said, that I give my peace to you.
你们都知道，你今天，你不管得着多少的钱财，
Today, no matter how rich you are,
不管你得多少的地位，
How high you have gained the status.
或者你不少，你不管你得到哦多少的学位。
Or, how much achievement you obtain in your scholar.
多少的名气。
Or how much fame you are.
你慢慢当你得到之后没有多久，你还会觉得虚空。
Soon after you obtain all this, you'll feel void again.
我以前经常讲，当你没有得到的时候，你希望得到。
So I often said that before you gain it, you want to have it.
当你得到之后，你可能兴奋了一下子。
After you have it, you get excited for a little bit.
你马上发现你隔壁的那个房子比你大。
And soon you realize that actually your neighbor has a bigger house.
你马上发现你同事那个车子比你漂亮。
And the car that your coworker drive is better than yours.
所以很快你又失去了你的那个满足感。
So immediately your satisfaction, the feeling of satisfaction is gone.
为什么呢？
Why?
我告诉你，人呢，你是人。
Because you are human.
你知道人是为了盛装什么而造的呢？
You know, what is the purpose of a human? What should we have in ourselves?
人，我们不单单有思想。
As a human, not only we have a thought.
我们不单单有我们的意志。
We have our will.
我们不单有我们的情感。
We have our emotion.
我们有我们的身体。
We have our body.
我们更是一个有灵的被造。
We actually also have spirit in us in creation.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，人，唯有人是照着神的形象的样式造的。
That's why Bible says only man, only human being was created according to God's image.
是为了神而造的。
We are created for God.
所以在你的这个我的里面。
So in yourself, in your ego, in your being,
你是一个为了特别的原因而被造的。
So 你是 you are created by very special purpose.
你不是为了得到更多的钱而被造的。
It's not for you to be richer in your life.
你不光光是为了得到一个美丽的太太而被造的。
It's not for you to marry a beautiful wife.
或者是嫁给一个很帅的帅哥而被造。
Or it's not for you to marry a very handsome boy.
或者是有什么成就拿了多少个 PhD 这样而被造的。
Or it's not for achievement you can attain.
这一切一切。
All this
是神告诉我们说，凡称为我名下的人，我是为了我的荣耀而造的，都是我手所造的。
Those who are called under my name were created for me and for my glory.
你知不知道你为什么得到这些的成就？
Have you ever thought that why you achieve so much?
你是我得到这些成就是为了来叫你满足吗？
Is it for your own satisfaction?
你得这些的成就，你有这些的创作，你有这些伟大的能力。
So you have all these creative energies and achievement.
是为了证明你的主，你的神是多么的荣耀。
It is to prove through your life how glorious the God is.
我告诉你，你是人啊。
Let me tell you again, you are human.
你不是一个动物啊。
You're not an animal.
你不是一个房子啊。
You're not just house.
你是照着神的形象和样式造的。
You were created in the image of God.
我告诉你，地上的物质你可以拥有。
You can possess material things on earth.
你地上的学问、荣誉你可以拥有。
You can have fame in life.
你不是为了这些而存活的。
But you do not live for this.
所以你当你得到为了这些东西在追求存活的时候，我告诉你，你的愁苦必然加增。
But if you pursue all this, you're thinking that you live for this, then your sorrow will be multiplied.
我告诉你，我们看到、经历过、接触过很多非常成功、有钱的人。
We know many, many very rich people.
但是他们的结局很多都是非常的痛苦。
But in the end, they actually suffer sorrows in their life.
但是那些有神生命的人。
But those who have God's life in them,
你就会发现他们的结局是不一样的。
You realize their endings is very much different.
今年八月十七号，我陪着一家人在 Stanford 的医院去 unplug 这一个很成功的人他的呼吸的机器。
August 17 this year, I accompany a family to unplug the respiratory system from a patient who used to be very successful businessman.
他什么都有。
He owned everything.
名誉也不错。
He enjoyed fame.
他的儿子刚刚买了房子970万。
And his son just purchased a house cost $9 million.
而且有几个孙子也非常成功。
And he also had many grandchildren. They are also all very successful.
我去年才坐过他的船，上面有八个房间，九个厕所的。
Last year, I was on board their yacht. It had eight master rooms and nine restrooms.
但是当他突然之间病倒以后，到了最好的医院，最后医生说，如果你们不 unplug 他的这个呼吸器，你们要把他搬到另外一个医院去，我们医院不能够再承装他了。
So、after he fell ill, then he went to the best hospital, but the hospital told him, if you don't unplug him, then you have to transfer him to another hospital because they could not take care of him.
所以当我们跟他一家人八口，他的太太儿女然后孙子然后一个姐妹然后加上我们夫妇十二个人，等于是跟他非常接近的十二个人，在那里有一点唱诗，有一点祷告，我们很忧伤。
So twelve of us, eight of us were their family members, and plus me and my wife. So we gathered together, sang some hymns and some prayer, offer some prayer.
他是一个信主的人。
He was a person who believed in the Lord.
但是当他要走，我们因为走就是病了才一个月，是非常的突然，非常的舍不得，也非常的忧伤。
His illness came to him in a surprise. So just about a month. So he had to endure this.
医院非常的好，给我们很多的时间。然后最后呢，说我们说 ready 了，就把我们到另外一个房间去。他们就把他的呼吸器拿掉，然后我们再回到他的房间。
So the hospital was nice, very nice to us, so allow us much time that we need. And afterwards, that they usher us to another room and they unplugged all the respiratory systems from him. And then they let us back to his room again.
当我们回到他的这个 ICU 的房间之后，慢慢慢慢，他就停止了他的呼吸。
So when we were led back to our ICU, and then we saw his breath, he breathed the last breath.
但是当他停止呼吸之后，
When after he stopped breathing,
我们看到他是那么平安，没有挣扎。
We saw he was so peaceful, there's no struggle at all.
我们包括他的妻子，他的儿子，我们这些最亲密的人，大家没有眼泪。
So all of us who are very close to him, there was no tears in our eyes, including his wife and his children.
因为我们知道他到哪里去。
Because we all know that where he went.
我们知道他的灵魂已经跟主耶稣在一起。
We all know that his soul now is with God.
他一生非常的成功。
So all his life was very successful.
我们很舍不得他。
So we don't want to see him leave.
我想他的亲人更舍不得他。
I think his relative or family members dear even more.
但是当他真正的离开的时候。
But at the moment that he actually left.
你看到一个信主的人，你知道他不是仅仅为了今生，他还有永远。
Because a believer not only have this life, but also has eternal life, another life.
当我们真正与耶和华当我们的神，
as we really take Jehovah God as our God,
他是昔日今日昔在今在以后永在的全能者。
He is almighty, he is, he was, and he is to come.
你真是活在他的跟前。
And you live in his presence.
第八节。
Verse 8,
我将耶和华常摆在我面前。因他在我右边我便不致摇动。
I've set the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。
Therefore, my heart is glad, my glory rejoices, my flesh also will dwell securely.
第十节，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Verse 10, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay.
你如果真正把神放在你的跟前。
If you really truly set the Lord, set God before you.
你虽然经过死荫的幽谷。
May you go through the valley of death.
也不怕遭害。
You will not fear the suffering.
我第一次这样面对一个人的死亡。
The first time I face a person who is about to die.
但是我里面有说不出来的对神的相信，生命的平安在我们的弟兄身上看到。
So this first time I realized there was a confidence in God that shows in his life.
你说没有神，
if you say there's no God,
你说我只要的是这些物质的东西。
All I want is all these material things.
神啊，你在哪里呢？
God, where are you?
但是我告诉你。
But let me tell you.
你的良心。
Your conscience.
你的智慧。
Your wisdom.
你的内心。
Your inner heart.
你的灵魂。
Your soul.
告诉你，你需要主耶稣，他说：“我把我的平安留给你。”
You need Jesus, and Lord Jesus says, "I leave my peace with you."
约翰十四章二十七节这句话，我这次在读的时候，我里面觉得非常的有内容。
So when I read this John 14:27.I felt like something substantial in this verse.
主耶稣说，我把我的平安留给你们。
Lord Jesus says, my peace I give to you.
他要离开世界。
He was about to leave the world.
他是怎么样离开这个世界呢？
How did he leave this world?
他为什么要这样离开这个世界呢？
Why did he leave the world in this way?
我们信主的人就知道，
Those who believe in the Lord know,
他本是神的儿子，
because he was God's son,
他是没有罪的，
he was without sin,
但是他为了你，为了我的缘故，
but for you and me,
他为了我，为了你要得到平安的缘故，
in order for us to obtain this peace,
我们这里的圣经告诉你，
and the Bible tells us,
在罗马书六章二十三节这里
，In the Romans 6:23 says,
因为罪的工价就是死
Because wages of sin is death.
唯有神的恩赐，在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
God's gift in Christ Jesus is eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们
，In John 3:16, it tells us,
神爱世上的人。
God so loved the world.
神爱世上的每一个人，包括你跟我。
God so loved the world, including you and me.
也爱那位我们这位这么有钱、这么成功的这位弟兄。
He also loved so much this brother who was so rich.
说甚至将他的独生子赐给我们每个人。
That he gave his only begotten son to all of us.
叫一切信他的。
So、whoever believes.
不至灭亡。
Shall not perish.
反得永生。
But have eternal life.
他离开。
He left us.
他把平安留给我们。
He left his peace with us.
神怎么样把他的儿子赐给我们呢？
How did God give his son to us?
让犹太人把他钉在十字架上。
He allowed the Jews to crucify him on the cross.
当时神问他的比拉多说，我查不出这个人有什么罪来。
At the time, the governor at the land told us that he didn't find any guilt on the Lord Jesus.
但是当时的人说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
But at the time, people cried out, crucify him, crucify him.
审判官的比拉多洗手说，这个人流他的血不要归在我的身上。
And the governor in the end washes his hands, says, the blood of this man will not come to me.
他是代替你我给死在十字架上。
Because he died for you and me on the cross.
所以罗马书三章二十三节那里说。
So Bible Romans 3:23 says,
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
He says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 如今
却蒙神的恩典。
Being justified as a gift by His grace.
因基督耶稣的救赎，叫我们这些信耶稣的就白白称义。
Through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
Whom God displayed publicly as propitiation.
是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
In His blood through faith.
所以耶稣说，我把我的平安给留给你们。
That's why Lord Jesus says, I leave my peace to you.
他不是简简单单的说一句话而已。
It's not just simply saying the words.
他是用他的命，用他的血，来叫我们能够与神面前得到平安。
Through his own life, through his blood, that we can have this peace before God.
叫我们今天我们的心能够欢喜，我们的灵能够快乐，我们的肉身也能够安然居住，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间。
Because the reason why our heart is glad and our glory rejoices, my flesh will dwell securely, because God will not abandon my soul to the show.
主耶稣说，我把我的平安留给你们。
Because Lord Jesus says, I leave my peace to you.
我将我的平安赐给你们。
My peace I give to you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
Not as the world gives do I give you.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
你知道你应该为什么忧忧愁吗？
You know that why you worry about?
你应该为什么忧愁呢？
You should be worried about this particular thing.
你为什么你要胆怯呢？
Why are you fearful?
因为你带着罪。
Because you have this burden of sin. 来到
公义是光，是审判者的神跟前，你没有办法不忧愁，没有办法不胆怯。
Because before this God who is righteous and who is light and who is the judge, and that you will be troubled and you will be fearful.
因为按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
It is appointed that everyone dies once and afterwards there is judgment.
你为了那个审判，你能够不忧愁，能够不胆怯吗？
For that judgment, How can you not be troubled? How can you not be fearful?
只有你发现真正的平安跟喜乐的源头是在主耶稣那里。
So the true source of peace and joy actually from the Lord Jesus.
如果你以别的代替了神，代替了主耶稣，你没有平安，没有喜乐，你怎么能够不愁苦呢？
But if you replace God with the other things, then how can you have this peace and joy? And how can you not be troubled and be fearful?
所以主耶稣在马太福音十一章告诉我们说，凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我就给你们得平安。
That's why Lord Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, Come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
这个平安是他留给我们的。
Because this peace, is the peace that he left with us.
这个平安我那一天在 Stanford 医院的 ICU 里面，我见证得到那一个什么叫做平安。
I testify this peace the day that at the Stanford Hospital, the ICU, that I witnessed this peace.
你有这样的平安吗？
Do you have such peace?
如果你信耶稣，
If you believe in the Lord Jesus,
你相信耶稣做你的救主，
If you believe Lord Jesus as your Lord,
你把神摆在你的跟前，
If you set God before you,
十一节告诉我们
The verse 11 tells us,
你必将生命的道路指示我。
It says, you will make known to me the path of life.
这个生命是永远的生命。
This life is eternal life.
这个生命是复活的生命。
This life is resurrection life.
这个生命只有在耶稣基督里面才有的。
This life can be only found in Christ Jesus.
所以这说在你面前，在神面前有满足的喜乐，在神右手中有永远的福乐。
That's why it says, in God's presence is fullness of joy, and God's right hand there are pleasures forever.
所以今天在座的，不论是年轻人，不论是年纪大的人。
So those who are sitting here today, no matter you are young or old,
但愿你愿意活在主的跟前。
May you are willing to live before God.
你说神啊，求你保佑我，我投一投靠你。
May you say to the Lord, Lord, keep me, and so that I can come upon you.
你的心说，对耶和华说，神啊，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
May your heart say to the Lord, You are my Lord, and I have no good besides you.
我常常将神耶和华摆在我的面前，第八节，因为你在我右边，我就不致摇动。
And you said to the Lord, I have set you continually before me, because you are at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
好像诗篇里说，我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
As it says in Psalm 23, that even though I pass through the valley of death, I will not fear death.
今天在座的每一位，
Today here, everyone,
让我们每个人都说，耶稣啊，你是我的主。
May everyone says, Lord Jesus, you are my Lord.
你是我的主。
You are my Lord.
我的好处不在你以外。
There's no goodness besides you.
求你保护我。
May you keep me.
求你保护我。
May you keep me.
诗篇十七篇那里说，你保护我，好像保护眼中的瞳人一样，你是那样的爱我，安待我。
So in the Psalm 17 it says, You keep me as you keep the apple of eyes.
我们好不好把这首诗歌我们再来唱两遍好不好？
Let's sing this
hymn twice.
你是我的主。
我们听我们姊妹弹一遍，稍微的快一点，比刚才。
So I'd like to have a pianist sister to play a little bit faster this time.
但愿我们里面都有一个心，我愿意来到神的跟前，我愿意来投靠你，
May we,
我愿意来相信你。
May we all have this desire in our heart to come to the Lord and to believe on Him.
不管你年纪多大，身体情况多好，什么情况，
No matter,
都需要
神做我们的主。
No matter how old you are, no matter what condition your health is, we all need the Lord as our Lord.
We thank
so much of our Lord because we have such Lord who loves us so much.
所以我们没有理由不把神常摆在我们的跟前。
So there's no reason for us not to set him before us.
我们没有理由不接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
There's no reason for us not to accept him as our Lord.
要把他的平安留给我们。
Because he will leave his peace to us.
他要把他的喜乐存在我们心里。
He will keep his joy in our heart.
最后，我愿意为大家祷告。
So at in the end, I'd like to pray for everyone.
我特别愿意要求在座的每一位。
So I'd like to ask everyone.
如果你还没有信主耶稣的。
If you haven't believed in the Lord yet.
你里面还是满了愁苦、满了胆怯的。
And your heart is still full of trouble and fear.
今天主耶稣说他要把他的平安留给你。
Today, you hear Lord Jesus said he will leave his peace with you.
叫你心里不再忧愁。
So that your heart will not be troubled, will not be fearful.
他要你的心能够欢喜，你的灵能够快乐，你的肉身也能够安然居住。
He wants your heart be glad and your glory rejoices and your flesh will draw securely.
如果你愿意来到他的跟前，让他做你主的。
If you are willing to allow the Lord to become your Lord,
他必不将你的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
He will not allow your soul to be abandoned to the shell, nor will He allow you to see the decay.
愿意我们每个人在我为你们祷告以前，你们自己先在神面前做一个祷告。
Before I pray for you, may you pray for yourself before Lord by yourself.
你说我愿意活在神的跟前。
You told the Lord, you tell the Lord that you're willing to live before Him.
你不要再以别的东西来代替耶和华做你生命的主。
And you're
的神。
You're no longer exchange God with something else. You want the Lord to be your Lord. God.
你愿意接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主。
And you're willing to accept the Lord as your personal Savior.
当你这样愿意向神祷告的时候。
As you are willing to pray such prayer before God.
你求主耶稣的宝血洗净你的罪。
You ask the Lord cleanse you with His precious blood.
从今天开始。
from today now on,
你就做一个被他宝血洁净的人。
You become a person who are cleansed by his precious blood.
你就有平安有喜乐。
You will have this peace and joy.
如果你愿意的话，
If you are willing,
你在神面前你说我愿意。
Say to the Lord, I'm willing.
我愿意相信。
I'm willing to believe.
我愿意接受。
I'm willing to accept.
神听你的祷告。
God will listen to you.
你对主说奉主耶稣基督的名。
And you say in Lord Jesus' name, Amen.
等一下会后，你可以跟带你来的朋友一起再有一点的交谈。
And later you can have a conversation with the, your friends who are believers, who brought you here, and you can have a short conversation as well.
我现在就要为你祷告。
So I would like to pray for you.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank and praise you.
因为我们每个人都需要你留下给我们的平安。
For everyone, we need your peace that you left with us.
我们每个人都需要你为我们流出的宝血。
We all need the precious blood you shed for us.
我们每个人都需要耶稣做我们的挽回祭。
Everyone needs you to be our sin offering.
今天我愿意相信耶稣做我的救主。
Today I'm willing to believe the Lord Jesus as my Savior.
愿意因着你的血，因着我的信，叫我能够得救。
By your precious blood, by my faith, I'll be saved.
我们同心合意的把在座的每一位都交在主耶稣的手中。
We'd like to commend everyone here to Lord Jesus' hand.
愿你把赦罪的平安、永远的生命赏赐给每一个愿意相信、接受你的人。
May you grant the peace of forgiveness and eternal life to those who believe in you.
叫我们真是在你面前得着生命道路的指示。
And we can truly receive the path of life.
叫每个人都得到满足的喜乐，永远的福乐。
And everyone will obtain the fullness of joy and the pleasure forever.
愿你祝福在这里每一个愿意寻求你面的人。
And may you bless those who desire to seek after your face.
愿你祝福在这里的见证。
May you bless the testimony here.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给你。
We would like to bring all the glory to you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.